Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This hour is brought to you by JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
Schlereth, multiple Super Bowl champ from Fox Sports, 3-time champ to be exact, joining us here on the Rich Eisen Show. How are you, sir? Good to see you, Mark.
Shocking. It's, you know, if it's 100% true, it's malfeasance of coaching. And not only that, but it's the way the Bears built their football team. Like, they kept Bajan.
Winning the offseason.
3 in a row.
And typically in Chicago, you do that with deep dish pizza.
Oh,
you
sure
have. To celebrate another winning offseason.
Shout out Malnati's.
What's it called?
Lou Malnati.
Lou Malnati sent us a celebration deep dish for you, Danny.
Yeah,
so
let's do it.
You can officially celebrate.
Thank you.
Another off-season championship.
Thank you. This is what we do.
This is Raheemian Harris on 670 The Score. We are expecting Mark Schlereth to join us in a couple of minutes.
But in the meantime,
right,
I want to remind you, you have a chance later on this hour. Keep listening for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Cubs versus Pittsburgh at Wrigley Field. That's on Sunday, June 15th. It's all provided by Bosch Power Tools. The more you Bosch, the more you feel like a Bosch.
Now let's go out to our Circa Resort and Casino hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. He also joins us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. It is Mark Schlereth, of course, Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Make sure to check out the Stinkin' Truth podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Hi, Mark.
How are you? It's great to be with you guys.
It's great to be with you, too. And I see that you guys and the crew on a breakfast ball on Fox Sports 1 yesterday with our friend Danny Parkins broke a little news about NBA's All-Star Weekend. I would like to start with that. It's the most recent thing that happened. And Adam Silver told you guys a lot. What did you think about the USA versus the world concept?
I love it. I love it. You know, it's interesting to me because y'all went through this with the NFL about the Pro Bowl and how long they tried to save and fix the Pro Bowl. And there was never an answer. And the NFL and ESPN at the time came to me when I worked there and were like, how are we going to fix this thing? And I said, it's easy. And they're like, what do you mean it's easy? I go, I got the perfect solution. And they're like, well, what is it? And I said, winner take all. And I go, maybe the first three quarters are not, but the fourth quarter, there's going to be an all-out battle. Winner take all, the home, you know, because like when I played, like when I played the Pro Bowl, I think the last year I played the Pro Bowl, the winner got 25,000 and the loser got like 15,000. And you started kind of counting it up in your head, like, well, I brought my parents out. I brought my wife's parents out. I brought my brother-in-law and his wife out, right? And you're like, I'm losing money by playing in the Pro Bowl. Like, this is costing me. My family's out here. My wife, my kids are out here. And so there really was like an all-out brawl that broke out about midway through the third quarter. It was an ass-whipping. It was on because everybody's fighting for that money. Well, obviously, when you make $50 million a year, these guys don't care about, you know, a couple a couple hundred thousand bucks or whatever. And so nothing they've done has fixed it. And there was nothing the NFL could do to fix the Pro Bowl. So they essentially canceled it. But I think there is this pride. There is this American versus international players. There are, I think, what is it, the last 7 years in a row that an international player has won the MVP? So there is a pride factor that goes in there, and it's during the Olympics, as Adam Silver told us on NBC. So it's going to be winter games, and it's going to be the NBA All-Star game in the afternoon, then evening time, there'll be more Winter Olympics. So it does, that playing for that pride. And I think it was Kobe Bryant, like 15 years ago, talked about the international players developing better skill sets than the American players based upon, you know, all the things that we do and what we covet, dunks and athleticism. So, you know, I think it'd be a really interesting concept. I think it'll work.
Yeah, I think the other people outside of the American borders have definitely caught up to the U.S. in terms of, I mean, the dream team seems like ages ago, back when people were asking for Charles Barkley and Michael Jordan's autographs after the game. And now they're like, we can beat you. And it almost happened in Paris, which I think was the end of a certain era when you talk about LeBron, Steph, KD, maybe those guys you won't see in 4 years. So I think it will be interesting to see if that's enough. Also, maybe the dunk contest doesn't have to happen every year. Maybe we can make that a every couple of years thing. I don't know. It just seems like there's a lot missing there, Mark. But I did want to talk to you about football, since that's where we're in the offseason for, and there really is no offseason when you think about how football is consumed in this country. Many camps going on all over the place. I want to start with what you've seen in Chicago from an offseason standpoint, and if you like the direction that the Bears are headed based on what you've seen since the hiring of Ben Johnson.
Yeah, so first and foremost, it's Ben Johnson. And, you know, I had the chance to do a bunch of Detroit games, even a bunch of Detroit-Chicago games for Fox. And so I've talked to Ben Johnson, you know, a bunch. And I just love kind of philosophically where he comes from, the importance he places on the run game, the importance he places on protection, the importance he places on being aggressive. Like, I think the guy's an exceptional designer of plays, but I also think he's an exceptional designer of offense and offensive play caller. So, you know, I always say there are two types of play callers. There's guys who call plays, and then there's guys who call an offense. And Ben is one of those guys who calls an offense, who sees what's coming down the pike and says, man, let me set this up. And it may be, you know, we're going to run these five or six plays, and these plays aren't the greatest plays, but we're going to run these things consistently because we're going to set up two or three big time over the top play actions or trick plays off these things. And he does an exceptional job of that. And then I was preparing for a Detroit game, not last year, it was the year before. And I'm just watching their second down and long and third down and long run action stuff. And so I reach out to one of my production assistants to go, where are they? Where are they? I go, I got to imagine they rank in the top of all the NFL as far as attempts on passing, you know, passing down, second down, long, third down, long, and also yardage. And of course they came back at one or two, whatever it was. And talking to Ben Johnson about it, he's like, hey man, I get the most favorable looks in those situations. And if I know that my head coach is going to go for it on fourth down, I will pop a run, a trap, inside trap or whatever on third down and seven, because I know we're probably going to get at least 5 yards on this damn thing. And now we're in a fourth down and, you know, one, fourth down and two situation. And so I love the way he calls a game. You know, and there's a lot of play callers that, hey, they'll have success one game, and then 3 games in a row, the offense will go stagnant. And then all of a sudden they'll have success again because their game plan is actually working. But guys who call an offense are just different. And I love the fact they address the offensive line, something that Ben and I have talked about here in recent weeks about this offensive line, how they addressed it. And I will tell you this, like, sacks are more than any other position, sacks are a quarterback-driven statistic. And 68 sacks last year, yeah, it's some on the offensive line, it's some on the running backs, it's some on the tight ends, but the majority of it comes to the quarterback. And so you've got to protect him up front, but he has also got to protect himself. He's got to understand protection. He's got to understand when he's hot, when he's not. He's got to understand how to stay in the pocket, climb the pocket, do all those things. And so addressing that and then, you know, coaching him, like actually coaching him, I think is going to be, I think that's going to be one of the biggest differences you're going to see from last year to this year, is those cuts, those sacks, will be dramatically cut, probably in half this season.
Wow, that is so much truth that you just said in such a short amount of time, Mark, whether it's play collecting versus actual offense calling, which I love, and then also just what you had to say about the quarterback and then the offensive line. I want to expand on all of it. I'm going to start, first of all, with just the improvements they made to the O-line. I think Marshall and I talked both about how when you acquire Drew Dahlman, when you trade for Joe Tooney and extend him, and when you acquire Jonah Jackson, you're saying we're going to give you as few reasons to take those 68 sacks as can possibly be. You know, what was your impression when you saw how they added to the O-line this year?
Yeah, well, I loved Dahlman in Atlanta. And you talked about Jackson. Like, when that guy is healthy, that dude is a beast. Unfortunately, he's had too many injury issues. And then Tooney's just a great player inside. But, you know, you want to be able to develop the inside there. You want to be able to guard, center, guard. You want to be able to have a quarterback that feels very confident climbing the pocket, stepping up, right, getting inside that pocket as opposed to rolling out the back. Because when you start rolling out the back of a pocket when you're a quarterback, that's a recipe for disaster. So you want guys to climb the pocket. Well, if they don't have great inside presence from guard, center, guard, they're never going to feel comfortable doing that. So I think addressing that was big time. And then it really comes back down to play calling. And I talk about this all the time. Like, you as an offensive coordinator or as a play caller, it's your responsibility to eliminate sacks in the way you call the plays. And so, you know, if you think about 35 times that we drop back as an offense, okay, 35 pass attempts. So you want to mitigate the potential disaster of drop back pass. So how do we do that? Well, let's say it's 35 attempts. Let's see if we can carve that down to 15, like between 10 and 15 times where we really need to hold up in protection. So what do I mean? Okay, we're going to run five kind of screens and bubble screens, right? Balls out, one step, gone. Okay? You can't sack them in that situation, okay? So now we're down to 30 plays. Now let's say we're going to run another five, three-step drop game. Okay. So now we go three-step drop, balls out. So there's another, you know, five plays. So now we're down to 25, right? Now let's say we're going to do run action, play action, right? So off our zone game, we're going to do our boot keep game, off our gap game. We're going to run some power stuff, you know, some fake power stuff and all that. So now we take another five off of that, off the run action, play action. So now we're down to 20. So now let's say, hey, man, okay, now what we're going to do is we're going to do play pass. So we're going to go 18, 19 handoff, play pass, and we're going to run two-man routes with seven-man, eight-man protections, maybe back leaking out late, right? So now we're down to 15. And now we got a couple of five-step drops with zero hitch, so we're going to run a couple of all-goes. So I know in a five-step drop where I don't have a hitch, where the quarterback's not climbing the pocket, he's just letting it eat, like I know I can attack that like a three-step drop. So now I'm down to 10. Like I've eliminated 25 of the 35 dropbacks, right? So if I can't hold up as an offensive line in 10 or 12 opportunities where it's real true dropback, then I suck and you should fire me. So
damn.
And the beauty of doing that, like if I take a five-step drop that I know doesn't have a hitch, right? I can attack that, I can run block that as an offensive lineman. So now all of a sudden I've got tools. Like it would be like this is the importance of a true offensive guy that understands the problems that we have up front. Okay. Because this is really key now. It'd be like you saying, hey, Mark, you know what? I know you're handy. You know, I know you do a lot of work around the house, the man 101, you know, I need you to help me build a deck. And I'd be like, great, I can help you build a deck. And they say, I've got all the lumber delivered. I've got everything there for you. But I only have a hammer and I have, I just have a hammer and a tool belt. Uh-oh. That's all I have. Well, I could fabricate a deck, but I would suggest you don't walk on it because the thing is going to collapse, right?
Right.
I need a saw. I need a level. I need, you know, a T-square. I need, you know, I need all the brackets and the fasteners. I need nails and screws and all, like, Like, you've got to give me the opportunity, the tools to really be successful. And as an offensive lineman, man, I need some come off the ball three-step drops. I need some five-step no-hitch stuff so I can take the passive out of pass protection, so I can attack the line of scrimmage and tear you up. And now all of a sudden, as a defensive lineman, you just can't pin your ears back on every down because I've given you so many things to think about that all of a sudden we take the take the passive out and create an opportunity for us to be the aggressors in pass pro. And that's when you become really good, and that's when you protect your quarterback.
I love it. Mark Shalera is joining us, our Odyssey NFL insider, also host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast, breaking down brilliantly what he expects out of Ben Johnson's offense. That's what you do, though, so I understand why you're so impassioned about that. I wanted to ask you something that's not offensive related, but game related, in terms of the game of football. We know how big concussions have played a part in so many different things. And right now we have a player in Jaquan Brisker, a safety, who each of the last three seasons has been impacted by missing time because of concussions. He got hurt the fifth game of last year, never came back. And we heard him talk for the first time about at length what was going on with him. And he has this approach of it's in the past. It's not really a thing that he's worried about. He's going to have that same attitude. He plays safety, Mark. How concerned should the Bears be about his availability going forward this year? And how concerned should we be about his future, not just as a football player, but as a person, as someone who's suffered that many concussions that many years in a row?
Yeah, I think that's a big issue. There's no question about it. And, I'm not a doctor, but I played one on TV once, so I'm almost an expert. Listen, man, one thing about playing in the National Football League is, it's 100% likelihood that you're going to get hurt and you're going to have issues for the rest of your life. And that really is what sets playing in the NFL apart from not playing in the NFL. I can't tell you how many times I'm in the airport and somebody would just randomly walk up to me and go, "Hey, you're a pretty big guy. Did you play football?" "Yeah, I played a little football." "Me too. They said I would have gone pro if it wasn't for this knee injury." No, you wouldn't have. One, you've got to be physically gifted, right? So physical gifts eliminate the majority of the population from playing in the National Football League. The other thing that eliminates you from playing in the National Football League is balls. Most guys don't have the balls to play. Flat out, sorry, but that's just the truth. And I've seen a lot of talented athletes that come in and think they're going to be football players and they can't play a lick. And so that's what sets guys apart. So like a Brisker, like, I appreciate the fact that you still want to go out there and attack it. You still want to go out and play. And listen, if it doesn't work out, I totally understand that. And if it's, if it's too much, I get that. But man, I appreciate that. Like, I always say that football is the lifeblood that courses through my veins. I love football. I had 29 surgeries while I played. I'm beat to a pulp and I wouldn't change a damn thing. And I think most players feel that way about the game and they feel that passion about the game. And I appreciate that because there's very few people that are that passionate about anything. So good for him. I'm glad that he's playing. I wish nothing but the best for him moving forward. But I also believe this about concussions. Like, we study football, and I think we leave a lot of the I think there's a lot left out of the equation. So, the equation becomes you play football, you suffer some head trauma, and, at the end you freak out and you lose all your faculties or whatever. And what we don't put into the equation is, how much do drugs and alcohol come into effect? How much does depression come into effect? Because every one of us will at some point meet our work kind of mortality, if you will, right? We'll get pink slip, we'll get outsourced, we'll get cut, we'll get whatever. And then we're no longer identified as football players. And when all of a sudden your identity, if it is in football, gets taken away from you, guys struggle. I've seen a ton of guys struggle with that because their identity is taken away. So the biggest thing is you can't put your identity in what you do for a living, regardless of what you do for a living, because that's going to lead, when it gets taken away, and it will, to depression. The other thing is How do drugs and alcohol affect? How does having a purpose affect brain chemistry? I'm a believer that you have enough connectivity and enough elasticity within your brain to overcome some of the injuries that we do to it. But unfortunately, none of that stuff gets talked about. It's just this equation that football leads to CTE, CTE leads to, you know, freaking out and killing your family. And I don't adhere to that. I don't believe in that at all. I think you have to be like anything else. If you don't work out, if you don't lift, your muscles will atrophy. If you're not using your brain, if you're not passionate about something and doing something, your brain will atrophy as well. And so, I you know, that's probably not science, but I don't give a rip. Because I think it's 100% true. And I know a ton of guys that played a long time in the National Football League and beat the living piss out of one another. And they are some of the greatest men, some of the greatest businessmen, some of the great people that I know. And they're not suffering. So I think there is an avenue to health. But that's just my own personal opinion. And I did not go to med school. I'm a general studies major from the University of Idaho. So my knowledge is an inch deep and a mile wide. Don't ask me anything specific because I can only answer general questions.
Well, we appreciate that they're okay. And thank you for joining us on the show. Mark Slareth, tell Danny Parkins we said hello. We miss him over here.
Will do. You guys be well. Take care. Go Bears.
Go Bears.
Thank
you
so much,
Mark Slareth. Thank you again. That was Mark Slareth, Odyssey NFL Insider, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Make sure to check out the Stinkin' Truth podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Regarding the Bears, they are underway at another mini camp at Halas Hall. This is day number 3. So we go to Chris Emma, who will join us live from Halas Hall next on The Score.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And since you've gotten in the building, what have you come to appreciate about Cole Komet, both from your film study of seeing him in the past and then getting to know him as a person?
You could tell instantly when he was around the other offensive players, the rest of the team, there's an instant respect level. He's done things the right way for a long time. And so it's been great, not just him learning the offense, but helping others in the process as well.
Some people like Chris Emma.
I am one of those people. This is Raheemi and Harris on the Score, and we are going live out to Palace Hall. That is where we find Chris Emma, our Bears reporter. He does work for you every day. He is at CEMMA670 on Twitter. He is the Bears reporter for 670thescore.com. It is twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore. Chris Emma, what have you seen today so far at practice?
You know, I was curious as we got to the end of this offseason program if we'd get into Ben Johnson's bag of tricks. And he brought that bag of tricks from Detroit to Chicago. It's the last day here of veteran minicamp. It's the last day for most of these veterans, as it's going to be light work for rookies next week. So they open up practice today with a little fun and a little – it's not just a fun little game. They're doing some of their trick plays. They're doing some of their tricks in terms of – throwing the ball to offensive linemen, wide receivers throwing the ball, running backs throwing the ball, Caleb Williams catching a touchdown. They are going through everything out there. I don't think anybody's surprised by that. We've seen Ben Johnson's offense operate in Detroit. We've seen anybody from Monroe St. Brown to Penny Sewell making plays within this scheme. Today was Darnell Wright out there instead of Penny Sewell. So got a little look into the bag of tricks. Ben Johnson will speak to the media here coming up shortly, and I'm excited to hear his thoughts on how these guys looked.
Chris, tell me who, if anyone, surprised you with their deftness or their ability to throw the football or whatever might have you from these the bag of tricks you speak of.
I tell you what, Darnell Wright is, I mean, we know he's an athletic tackle. He's an athletic pass catcher. He had some speed to get down the field. There's a couple of guys where that throw was just, they weren't even in the vicinity. They were trying to get out there and couldn't catch up to the pass. That's what you expect from some of these 300-plus pound offensive linemen. But Darnell Wright looks the part, and consider that a comp with the Penny Sewell. We've seen him be part of this offense. Obviously, Dan Skipper was the guy in Detroit, that eligible tackle. So this isn't just some fun little thing they're doing at the end of the offseason program. Like, this is something that could very well be a part of Ben Johnson's offense once again. And then Caleb Williams getting downfield. He got a touchdown pass. I think it was Ian Wheeler. I can't remember who threw the pass, but Caleb kind of ran by me and threw the ball down. I was like, Caleb, man, you got the hands. He can make those plays. And following him was Tyson Bajan. Caleb went to celebrate with Tyson in the end zone. Austin Reed, Case Keenum to follow. Pretty much every single player, it was involved with some kind of passing or catching today as they went through these drills.
Wow. Okay. So when you say Tyson Bajan to follow, you mean Tyson Bajan also caught a touchdown pass in a trick play situation?
Yes, and I should clarify, this wasn't team drills. This was more through going through different individual drills and testing these guys out. But look, usually when you break out of stretching, you get in individual drills or something like that. It was notable when I kind of walked over to the other field. I'm like, was that Darnell Wright just catching a pass? And was that Joe Tooney just throwing a pass? And it was fun to watch. It was really fun to watch.
What about Andrew Billings? We saw pictures of him, you know, last week catching balls.
I mean, so we're going to hear from Andrew Billings, among others, here shortly. I want to know if he wants to be part of this offense. If you want to get the mini fridge back in earnest, that's your guy. I should preface it was mostly offensive players involved with this today. I did not see any defensive guys contributing, but Ben Johnson goes deep into that bag of tricks. So I would not at all be surprised if you get into that. I think people are kind of scarred with the way that the Doug Kramer fullback thing went last year, and rightfully so. But it's a new start, and I'd like to think there's some confidence as you push forward with this initiative here.
You mentioned Andrew Billings speaking today. Who else will be stepping to the lectern?
You're going to hear from Tyson Bajant, and forgive me, I'm forgetting the third member of this group, but I'm curious to hear from Big Bill, man. They missed him last year when he went down with that pectoral injury, and that defensive front was not the same without him.
No, it was not, and I did have a good laugh when I saw that picture that they posted from the Bears. I also tend to think, and he's injured, but Chris Emma, I'm going to hold the torch for Braxton Jones being part of a trick play, because that guy knows how to make some plays happen downfield in space. I'm just saying.
I mean, look, Dan Skipper, like I said, he was that guy in that weapon. And anytime he came out there as that sixth tackle, that eligible man against the line of scrimmage, that crowd at Ford Field went nuts to the point where Jared Goff is calming everybody down, saying, quiet, quiet, I got to get this play in. We know, obviously, the controversy where Skipper did not report eligible, and that created a big issue with the Lions. But I'm sure that's going to be part of this as they really begin this initiative truly in earnest here. But, yeah, it may be Braxton Jones. If he's not part of the starting group, and we'll see, there's still a lot of time to tell on that. It might be that sixth tackle. Maybe it is Braxton Jones.
Any changes as far as health and availability? Did anybody miss time that's been going, or did anybody come back that's been missing?
Same as we've had the last couple of days, TJ Edwards was back out there, which wasn't the case on Tuesday. Looked to be a little limited in team drills, kind of mixing some guys in and out with the defensive side. Tron Amigachi on the offensive side of the ball was getting his day today at left tackle. That's been a pretty consistent rotation. We've heard from Ben Johnson being open-minded to all kinds of possibilities there at tackle. But I said this before, I think I said on Tuesday, I'm really curious to know how this offseason has gone for Tron Amigachi, because this is somebody, when you talk about fresh starts, like, this coaching staff believes in him the way that the front office believed in him. And he's got the benefit now, which he didn't have last year, as he went through that quad recovery, benefit of a full offseason learning with a new offensive line coach, being a part with valuable reps in this first team offense, working next to a guy, Joe Tooney, who's one of the most respected offensive linemen in the league. I think this is going to be really valuable for Tron Amigachi.
I know you've got a hard out, Chris, because you got to make it to those press conferences that we mentioned. What were your takeaways from just what Ben Johnson had to say yesterday, too?
I love the way that he's coaching up Caleb Williams. I think you talked about it as well. The idea of what went wrong in this play. Why did you get on it? Well, you didn't get the ball out on time. Like, this is somebody this is why you want an offensive minded head coach, frankly. And no disrespect to any defensive minded coaches out there, but you want an offensive minded head coach who's the guy in charge of the quarterback, who oversees every bit of this and can really lead this initiative forward when you're talking about developing a young quarterback. And Ben Johnson has been right there by Caleb Williams' side throughout this process, as well as everybody else on this coaching staff on the offensive side. But I like the fact that he's really coaching Caleb Williams hard. And I don't think that was the case last year. I don't think Caleb Williams certainly didn't get what he needed to be successful last year. But you see little examples just from the few practices we've been able to see of how Ben Johnson is really getting through to Caleb Williams and getting the most out of him. It was a great day. But I was not there yesterday, but it was a great day from what our teammate Mark Grody said for Caleb Williams. And he had some good moments today. He had a dart in the end zone against the first team defense to DJ Moore, like a beautiful throw where he split defenders. And I was kind of right behind the end zone wondering how he's going to squeeze that thing through. Like, he's making some plays out there and he looks better. You can see some of the differences. And I'd like to put one and one together and say this is Ben Johnson and his coaching staff getting through.
Well, Chris Emma, I know you're up against it, so we will let you go ahead and run to those press conferences. But thank you for giving us the latest and just telling us what you see over at Hallis Hall.
Take care. Have a good one.
All right, thanks, Chris.
That was Chris Emma, our Bears reporter for 670 The Score. And if you're wondering where Mark Grody is today, well, he's coming up on the afternoon show. In the meantime, we have a couple of minutes while we get ready for our next segment, because we had to let Chris go a little bit early. I am impressed and happy to see that they are to the trick plays portion of the program, or at least the different drills portion of the program.
So Braxton Jones, just to make sure I'm hearing you correctly, he's your primary, that's who you want to see. Like, if you pick one guy, that's the guy you want to see in a trick play.
There are two different people to me when it comes to the man known as Braxton Jones. There is Braxton Jones, pocket pass protector man, and I know that Ben Johnson prioritized that yesterday.
Sure did.
But then there's also Braxton Jones, downfield blocker, and Braxton Jones in space. And Braxton Jones, downfield blocker, and Braxton Jones in space get some things done. So I would love to see, like, how that spatial knowledge and how he moves, especially for his height, how he would able to be utilized in a trick play. I think he could really bust some heads.
I go back and forth.
So to speak.
But no, I mean, I get it. I go back and forth with how I feel about trick plays in general, love them, but just make sure everyone's clear. I love trick plays. I also like trick plays that end in execution, not in turnovers. So I think you got to be real careful with who you let be on the field for your trick plays. And I think looking at this roster, the way Ben Johnson has sorted out, that Andrew Billings picture is so tempting.
Right? Like, when you look at that, and you love Andrew Billings the way you do, and I mean you in general, because I also mean me, Can't you just see that being something?
Well, it's also because Big Bill doesn't get a lot of the credit in terms of making huge plays. He made a couple last year, but it's more of like what his function is in a defense, right? Whereas if he's on offense doing something, that means he's going to get his name mentioned several times.
I also think that the biggest trolling that the Bears could possibly do.
Oh, give it to me.
Is to just run that damn play with Doug Kramer again. And this time you do it unironically.
No.
And you score.
Yes.
That would be good for everyone. If I am a head coach who can drop masterful offenses and build systems and create plays like that, I'm like, no.
Do you think Doug Kramer wants to smoke?
We're doing this again.
Do you think he wants to smoke? Doug Kramer, do you think he wants that type of pressure on him?
I think he's up for it. Okay. As to what he desires, I don't know.
Yeah.
But do I think he's capable? Yes. But
running God's play down there was pretty good.
He's taking off the wrist pads and everything, right? Like the forearm stuff that kind of helped. That's why he couldn't get the grip because he had too much stuff on.
There's been a lot of talk this past week about oven mitts, wrist pads, the like. What you're running with in a respective game. Kyle Tucker's ring finger, for example. Vidal Bruján running with two oven mitts. I'm here for all the equipment talk.
Listen, whether you're in the kitchen or out of the kitchen, if you need one oven mitt, you probably need two. You probably need two. Because have you ever tried with one oven mitt to pick up something too heavy?
A lot of my life, everyone, it's just me trying to child-proof myself for myself. So I'm like, I'll get the one oven mitt, and I have Pyrex in the oven because I have old Pyrex and it doesn't burst. And I'm like, this I can do. And then I'm like, no, I can't do this. Could it result in an accident? And if the answer is yes, I childproof myself from myself because I have to.
Childproof myself from myself.
Yep. Like, I have to. When in doubt, two oven mitts. Or are you holding on to something while you're trying to do something else with your other hand and that thing isn't happening? Put the other thing down. Use both hands.
I'm following you, Layla. I wish you all the luck in the world in your future endeavors with oven mitts.
Yeah, or also like sharp corners. I bump into them.
Ugh.
Yep.
That can leave a mark.
I'm a klutz. So the point is, I appreciate all of the contraptions that people use in gameplay to feel better about their safety or their success.
If you're on the base pass with one oven mitt, you actually need two oven mitts. I will say that one more time.
And I don't care how silly you look running.
Yeah. No.
Because are you safe?
Yes. And are you safe? Are you safe and are you safe?
Also, I would like to reiterate that after opinions from a previous segment.
Oh, yeah, because we didn't have...
Does not reflect the opinion of this host.
We were up against the break.
Mental health and CTE causation correlation and the like.
I just want to be on record. I believe in science. There, I said it.
I also am not a doctor. But when I consider the danger of concussions and how he spent the first hour talking about it, that is the lane I choose to stay in.
Yes, and that's where we belong, and we will gladly stay in the HOV lane because there's two of us, so we can both be in that lane.
Unfortunately, together. We have a controversial substance to talk about next. Many of you saw a now viral post on Instagram that you have sent to me about the Houston Astros not knowing what I consider anthem song lyrics.
Oh. Yeah, this is about age. This is about age and age and culture, but mostly age.
No. Heim 76 on Twitch. No, that's not what it is. No.
It's not the kind of
I am not going into any...
What?
This is not Stefan Diggs.
No. This is completely different. It is a song. It is a song that I bet a bunch of you know because our demographics tell us you do.
It's also drug-related, though. It really is.
R.I.P. Pimp C, UGK for life. This is The Score.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I appreciate everybody who sent me the video of Houston Astros reporter Julia Morales Clark. This is Rahimi and Harris on The Score, by the way, who asked the Houston Astros players and PR staff and coaches about the trivia question, what is 3-6 Mafia sipping on? Because let's face it, Scissorp has some very popular Houston connotations.
I'm just not shocked by what happened with this social experiment. This goes the way of the usher. What was he doing at 7 o'clock on the dot?
Yeah, this is beginning to be the, by a certain age, you have a certain song reference, and I love that we can all connect them, but even the Twitch chat unknowingly participated in this, so let's listen in on a social experiment that is really defining our times.
What was 3-6 Mafia sipping on?
Repeat the question.
3-6 Mafia, what were they sipping on?
That drink?
JP, this is like the wheelhouse.
I'll tell you what, it wasn't water.
What
was 3-6 Mafia sipping on?
I got no idea.
3-6 Mafia, do you know them? What was 3-6 Mafia sipping on?
Scissors?
Scissors?
It's not scissors?
What was 3-6 Mafia sipping on?
Syrup.
Put them under with it.
Yeah?
3-6 Mafia, man, that's gin and juice?
Gin and juice.
No. 3-6 Mafia was sipping on
scissors.
I'm not saying it.
Say it.
They're gonna make fun of me.
No, say it.
Scissor.
Yeah. 3-6 Mafia sipping on.
Scissor.
Yes, my God.
Sipping on that syrup. Sipping on that syrup.
Syrup.
You can't say syrup. You have to say scissor.
It's scissor. Syrup is a completely different thing.
Syrup is like what you put on your pancakes,
also,
your waffles,
also,
or your French toast.
For those who said gin and juice, you have pronounced your age to the family.
So when they started saying gin and juice, I was like, wait a minute. So how long of the time do you think was
Did you say
between...
wait a minute or did you say wait a minute?
I said wait a minute, not wait a minute, but I have been known to say wait a minute.
We both have.
How long do you think passed between the release of Gin and Juice by Snoop Dogg and the release of Sippin' on Some Scissors?
I can do the math. 1994 for Gin and Juice or 93, one of those years, right? And
that
then
is correct.
2000 for Sippin' on Some Scissors.
That was Doggy Style, right? It was off that album, Gin and Juice?
I believe so.
Yes, I believe it was.
That sounds correct.
But wait a second. Whose album was that? Because I don't know who the main artist is on that. Is it Snoop featuring Dre or was it Dre featuring Snoop?
That's Snoop Dogg.
Oh, no, that's
Snoop featuring Dre? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I know Snoop is on it. I'm just saying, who gets the credit first and second?
Yeah, that'd Snoop be Dogg. I think that'd it was Doggy Style. Yeah.
Okay. The first single released off that album, I believe, was Doggy Style by Snoop Dogg. And it was a really interesting video at the time because he turns into a dog. And I was like, whoa, effects. It's kind of like the slow dissolve in Rocky IV. Technology was speaking to us.
It had the like Michael Jackson black or white type montage at the end of that video.
The meld.
It's black, it's white. Yeah, so they gave him that treatment in the Gin and Juice. But I can't be mad at that video because enough people, in my estimation, knew what 3-6 Mafia was sitting on. I thought it was going to be a whole video of everyone getting it wrong. But there were like 5 or 6 people who got it right. Although if you say syrup, it's hard to honor that.
It is hard to honor that.
Sipping on some syrup.
He tried.
That's literally what he did.
He tried and he did a decent job. I was a little disappointed that Jose Altuve did not know the song just because he's lived in Houston
for
so long.
That's not his culture.
But it's not usually the music he listens to.
Right. So
but like, for example, the walk-up songs and stuff. Like, there's definitely UGK walk-up songs in Houston that I know.
Do you think somebody walks up to that song in particular?
Jason Castro used to. Not Scissor, but like...
But that's the song we're talking about, is my point.
Somebody should.
What would
somebody
be your
in America
song?
Should walk up to that song.
What would be your walk-up song?
Walk It Out, because that's the only way I'm getting on bass.
That's actually a very appropriate song for you. For me, it would be a strong rotation of cartoon songs. Like cartoon theme songs.
I could see that.
Strong rotation.
Like what? Like what shows?
DuckTales. Well,
absolutely, DuckTales. But
I could see you mixing some Darkwing Duck.
Darkwing.
The later innings.
Darkwing. Might mix in some
Tailspin.
Oh, you know what? My number one go-to would be, it would be Gummy Bears. Bouncing here and there and everywhere. They are the Gummy Bears.
Another way to get on base.
That was a cartoon show? The Gummy
Bears?
You
know about the Gummy Bears?
I don't.
The Disney Afternoon?
How long did that show last?
Do you know
last?
About Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers?
Yes!
Okay, same everything.
Wow, I guess I missed Gummy Bears, obviously.
Wow.
See, what position would you play in baseball?
I played right field, and okay. I played left field as well.
Leading off, right fielder Marshall Harris. Like, does that do it? Like,
no! That's why I switched over to the Gummy Bears theme song. Trust me, the Gummy Bears...
It goes harder?
The hook on Gummy Bears goes harder than the hook on
DuckTales.
Like,
there's no way I listen to this song and I just hit a dinger. There's no way this song
goes. The hook on Gummy Bears goes much harder than the hook on DuckTales.
I remember it being a lot more lyrical.
It is lyrical because they're telling you the story. It's all about the gummy berry juice, bruh. If you get that gummy berry juice in you, I'm surprised a rapper did not make a song about gummy berry juice.
Wow, when you put it like that, it all comes together.
Yeah, because gummy berry juice had you bouncing off the walls.
I think that should be mandatory if you become a member of the Astros or the Rockets.
Is what?
That you or the know, Texans.
Sipping on some
scissors? Yeah, like there's some mandatory Houston hip-hop that needs to happen for you. And I know 3-6 Mafia is not, but it's all connected.
Well, I was going to say, like...
It's all connected.
Is it Mike Jones, Houston?
Mike Jones. What? 281-330-8004?
Well, that too, but I was thinking more, back then they want me, now I'm hot, they all up on me. Like that, I could walk up
Look
to that.
Look who's creeping and crawling and balling still in the mix.
Who else? I'm trying to think of other Houston artists. I used to date a girl.
Well, modern day, it's Travis Scott. Like, he's the Houston guy right now.
The Bulls play Fiend out of the half.
I'm not a big Travis Scott guy.
Well, see, like, in my era, like, I love Travis Scott, even though, like, he's done some things off the field that I'm not as happy about. But, you know, his music, I think he has some great albums.
I'm in that era, the Travis Scott.
Well, I mentioned UGK.
Kendrick.
So you got two there you could go
with. What city has the best hip-hop? Like, where's responsible for the best
hip-hop? Hey, DL Georgia, what can I do for you?
It's hard to argue against.
Luda. Out.
What city has the best house music?
Chicago.
EC.
Detroit has a word as well. Detroit. Yeah. Detroit is like one of the birthplaces of techno.
You have Motown. You don't have house.
Wow. Kay? She kind of put you in your place right there, Robbie.
No.
And it's a great place.
They're both great. But I just have to. That was my one daily Detroit thing I had to fill in there. So sorry.
Can't wait until people are like, the woman host is from Detroit.
The very thing that we've been promoting all show long, it's now time to pay it off. The Cubs ticket giveaway. Caller 6 to the Score contest line. That's 312-540-0670. Will win a pair of tickets to see the Cubs versus Pittsburgh at Wrigley Field on Sunday, June 15th. You know what? Let me just take a little. I'm gonna take a little look for you guys, because I know one thing you're very curious about, which is who is pitching on that day. Let's see if we can figure that out.
Again, you want the probables for how far in advance?
It's not that far. It's a couple of weeks.
I got today. Yeah,
it's less than 2 weeks.
That's impossible. That is the future.
It's weird because Skeens is on here as June 8th, which is a Sunday. But then there's 5 more pitchers after Skeens, not named Skeens. So that's concerning. I don't know what's going on there. But it could be Skeens, because he's not on this list as pitching on the 12th, the 13th, the 11th, or the 10th. So it could be the 14th or the 15th for him.
Also, it just sounds like it could be a warm day out at the ballpark.
That's also
that
good.
That sounds fantastic.
312-540-0670. Sixth caller will win a pair of tickets to see the Cubs versus Pittsburgh, Wrigley Field, Sunday, June 15th. It's all provided by Bosch Power Tools. The more you Bosch, the more you feel like a Bosch.
I love that the text line is just filled with Houston hip hop now.
Oh, that's good.
That makes me happy.
That's a positive development.
Also, 630 saying, I knew the answer, and unlike Houston, I didn't need to steal signs to get it. Zing!
Okay, that's a fair response.
I like it. We have Lawrence Holmes and Mark Rohde next here on The Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.